Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
So this morning, I have it. Time to talk to you. 312-981-7200. You can call. You can text. Have questions about your dog or cat's behavior? I'm here to help. 312-981-7200. You know, we often have a guest in the studio or by telephone. And this morning, you've been asking me for a long time, Steve, why don't you just take phone calls like you did back in the day? Well, that's what I'm going to do, or text 312-981-7200. Other ways you can reach me as well, including Facebook on my fan page also. And if you're not on my fan page, I hope you check it out. Yeah, that's how it began with me taking telephone calls. I think it was 22 years ago. And the newscasters Saturday nights, I was on Saturday nights originally, and then I think it was Sunday night and then Sunday afternoon and now here very early Sunday morning, the newscaster, Andrea Darlis. Congratulations, Andrea Darlis. Look where you are now, and look where I am now, but congratulations. Why am I congratulating Andrea Darlis? Well, if you don't know, John Williams. I was on his show talking about unusual and safe things that you might not think about for our pets to eat on Friday. So I made it into John's show, for which I'm grateful, always grateful when John, the King John, does ask me to appear on the radio with him. Congratulations to King John as well. Why am I congratulating these people? One more, Marlene Wells. And you know John's name, you know Andrea's name. And I'll tell you, John Williams is amazing. I've been interviewed by maybe 1,000 people now, literally, over the years. No one like John Williams. Intelligent, thoughtful questions, but also both sides of whatever issue it happens to be. It doesn't matter. Marlene Wells, promotion person at WGN Radio for many years, working behind the scenes. And what I know about Marlene, let me tell a very fast story. There was when our studios were on Michigan Avenue, there was a guy out there, a homeless person. He had a dog with him. And Marlene said, I've got to buy treats for this dog. I've got to buy dog food for the dog. I've got to give the guy money so he takes care of the dog. She ended up taking care of not only the dog, but the guy. Marlene Wells has one of the biggest hearts I have ever met in my entire life. 312-981-7200, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN Radio. And Scott, you're here. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am great. Let me ask you a question, though, before you ask me your question. Is that okay?
Sure.
Bonita fish flakes, olives, hopefully without the pits in them, and baby food without onions. What do those things have in common?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I'm a college graduate. seriously, sounds like a salad to me. I don't know.
They are all things you might not think about cats liking that many cats do like. In fact, once they get a taste of it, sometimes crave.
Really?
Yeah, and they're all safe.
Wow, is that cool? I've had cats my whole life, and I never even thought about that.
Well, it depends on the cat. Like ourselves, cats and dogs have their own individual taste preferences, but many cats, given the option, they've never, you know, a lot of cats have never had the opportunity to taste that stuff, but for a lot of cats, this is the greatest treat in the world. You didn't call about that. What did you call about?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, I got a cat that I rescued off the streets of Chicago.
Good for you.
And, you know, he went through a lot of trauma. I rescued him in January in an alley by the Board of Trade. And he was just a kitten, and he was just hurting really bad. He was sick. And, you know, I said, hey, you know, he looked at me, cried, and I'm a cat lover. And I looked at him, and he goes, well, you want to go home? And he cried. And I go, okay, you're going home.
Yeah,
so I took him home.
Yeah.
took him to a vet, spent a lot of money to get him healthy. But my question is this. He's got this habit of biting cords, telephone cords, TV cords, tearing up books. I don't discipline him, you know.
No.
I drown him in love, you know, but yeah. I can't get him to change the behavior, and I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know
let's,
why he's doing this.
Sure. So let's give him some things to chew on. Some, you know, we all know the dogs like to chew on things, but some cats like to as well. So let's give him some things to chew on that he can chew on. You can go to Jewel or Whole Foods and get some cat grass.
Okay.
You can order the stuff online as well. There are a variety of different types of cat grass. And it's just like what I said. Cats have their own individual taste. In fact, it's odd and funny and coincidental that I rattle off these things to you. Because what you might want to do is try something like olives without the pits. Bonito fish flakes. Cats go crazy for that. Now, remember, all these things that I'm rattling off, in moderation, please. We don't want to upset a cat's tummy or a dog's tummy. Little mini marshmallows.
Really?
Yes. Some cats love to chomp on those. They don't eat them so much. Some do, but some just like to chew them and bat them around a bit, you know, play hockey with them, so to speak.
Sure.
So think of something your cat might like. You can stuff... what are they called? They're treats to chew on. Oh, the dental treats for dogs.
Okay.
That's made by Hill's. That's a pet food company. Now, this is... Now I'm talking a little more expensive, but they're good for your cat's teeth.
That's okay. Money's not an issue.
Okay. So ask your veterinarian about Hill's TD. That's what they're called. For cats or for dogs. And some cats actually... Because the dog ones are bigger. It's something to really chomp on. The cat the cat ones, of course, are smaller. And use them not as food for your cat, but as treats. So find some things. And then teach your cat this game. Put them in different places around the house. So find something or some things your cat really craves. Rotate them. And teach your cat how to, quote, hunt for them. It'll give cats love that, and it'll give your cat something to do as well. Now, about the cords, what you want to do is go to a home improvement store. Lou Manfredini can tell you where. There's another WGN Hall of Famer. They're just everywhere here, and you can get one of those cord protectors. They're plastic. They go around, you know, a cord. First of all, it looks nicer than having errant cords in the house, but what I'm more interested in, it's more difficult for cats to bite through that because, you know, it's we don't want to have an electrocute a cat. So I want So it isn't good if your cat's actually ingesting some of the cord. That can be really bad. So I want to protect your cat against that as well. So on one hand, make it difficult, if not impossible, for your cat to chew the cords. On the other, as importantly, give your cat something appropriate to chew on.
What great advice. I appreciate your time.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Thank you. 312-981-7200, and thank you for listening. That is our phone number is Puppy Mill Awareness Day. Woohoo! That's today. I'll tell you, puppy mills are still out there. I was having a discussion with some, I don't know where I was. I was having a discussion with someone at some conference I was at who said, no, there aren't as many puppy mills as there were. In fact, that's not true. I wish it was true. So to celebrate that, and I think the rain will end by 12 noon today, from noon until 2. The Puppy Mill Project is leading a march. I've typically over the years, I'm unable to go today, but I've typically over the years have led this march on Michigan Avenue. It starts at 420 North Michigan Avenue. I mentioned the Tribune Tower. That's pretty much just across the street where the Wrigley Building is. Dogs who enjoy taking a walk and are friendly with other dogs, because there will be other dogs there, are welcome to come. The march, if you will, is about 14 blocks. It's sanctioned by the city of Chicago. And you begin at around the Wrigley Building, walk to Water Tower, then cross the street and come back. It is that simple. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It is that simple to call or text. Good morning. You're on WGN, Ken.
Good morning. First, a disclaimer. I have the smartest dog in the world, and I'll argue with everybody listening.
Of course you do. And the cutest.
It's a Shih Tzu poodle, and absolutely crazy about it. And the only issue is during thunderstorms or even rain, she can hear the pitter-patter on the rooftop. She just breathes heavy, pants, stays by the bedside.
Sure.
We've tried everything. We've done the thunder shirts. We've done wrapping her in a towel. We've done everything we can to get her to... I'm afraid she's going to have a heart attack. And it just keeps us up all night.
Yeah.
And the argument with my wife is I keep asking her to go to the vet and see if there is a sedative or something safe we can give the dog to calm her down during storms or when we know it's going to rain.
There is.
She won't do it. And
Why won't she do that?
She just doesn't want to give the dog any medicine that she feels might be harmful towards it.
All right. First of all, your veterinarian is not going to give something to your dog that's going to be harmful. Secondly, your dog is clearly anxious. That probably is not even quite the right word. Your dog is terrified. Your dog is thinking, maybe I am going to die. I don't know. We don't know exactly what they're thinking, but clearly... your dog is as upset as can possibly be. I mean, imagine you staying up all night because you're so afraid of something. You'd have to be mighty afraid of something to stay up all night, right? And it's the same with our dog. So if we can minimize that anxiety, lower that anxiety so your dog feels comfortable. We don't want a sedative because we don't want your dog to be on a medication that makes your dog sleepy but still afraid. That's not going to do the trick really the correct way. That's what we did 10 years ago, but today there are better options. There are psychopharmacological drugs. I said drugs, but you are better off. Trust me, it is more humane. I wish your wife was on the phone now so I could tell her the most humane thing, the right thing to do. And the other thing is we can do things like using the thunder shirt. We can use some behavior modification. We could play sounds of rain and thunder in the background. We can get that on YouTube. It's everywhere. At a very low level and very gradually increase the level. In of itself, for thunderstorms, that may not do the trick because the dogs also sense the changes in humidity, barometric pressure. They see what's going on outside. Of course, you can close the shades for that, but that can help. But none of that can help very well if your dog is unable to learn. If you're terrified, it's really tough to learn. So you can't even do the behavior modification or try it if your dog is that afraid. And these drugs are great. They do what they're supposed to do. Depending on the drug or combination of drugs, they can take a few weeks to kick in. Your veterinarian can explain what to do. If your veterinarian doesn't know, then there are a couple of veterinary behaviorists in Chicago. And your veterinarian can offer a referral. I cannot enough strongly recommend when a dog has thunderstorm anxiety, as you're describing. It's one thing to just be a little anxious, uncomfortable about the storms. I can tell you to do things like use Adaptil. That's a pheromone product, which will lower the anxiety. There are things that are easy to do, like the thunder shirt. But what you're describing, actually, and some people say, well, the dog will figure it out. It'll get better. But no. It gets worse. And what you're experiencing is just that. Please. Tell your wife, you're right. See your veterinarian. Your veterinarian can help you, or a veterinary behaviorist, maybe better, of which, because that's what they do every day, of a referral that your veterinarian can provide, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. And what I hope for you guys is no more rain. It is supposed to slow down later. 9 minutes before 7 on WGN, over the past couple of weeks, I've been telling you the story. We've had her on the show, the woman who has these coyotes that were coyotes. Why would she have coyotes? Why would they be removed from her? I'll explain what that's all about. It's a story that makes me very sad and at the same time, very angry. I have an update for you. WGN Radio, Steve Dale's Pet World. Good morning to you. 6 minutes before 7 o'clock. Over the past couple of weeks, we've had Tommy Tranchita on the show, one way or the other, by phone or in studio, telling the story about how she saved these four coyote puppies or cubs. Everyone thought they were going to die. They didn't. She brought them back there. They lived. But now what happens? I mean, where do you put them? There was no forest preserve to put them into legally. She could have dumped them illegally. The problem is they're imprinted to people at this point. They're not afraid of people. They don't know how to hunt. So what she did is get all the right permits. And for 13 years, again, I repeat, 13 years, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and all of these other sanctioning bodies said, you're doing a good job, including the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Then suddenly one day, the IDNR, Illinois Department of Natural Resources, pounds on her door at like 7 in the morning with a gun pointed at her saying, we have to confiscate your coyotes. The video tells the story. You can see these coyotes, which could have gone in crates like a dog might. Instead, they were shot close range by tranquilizer guns. Close range. They suffered such trauma that within a couple of weeks, three of the four, this is a litter, they all grew up together, they're now 13 years old. She did everything. Well, why are they at the door? Well, there is a license she didn't renew, guilty, of $25. Was never sent a reminder, was never given, unlike other people, an opportunity to pay that $25. She spent thousands of dollars on enclosures and everything else for these coyotes. $25? You got to be kidding me. So three of the four die. The one remaining coyote, thank you very much, all of you who have written the governor, who have written your state representative or called, or your state senator, you need to keep it up. My website, stevedale.tv, has links, has information for you. The one remaining coyote, Luna, is alive, but worried about this coyote. Again, these animals were confiscated for no apparent reason. It's terrible. Michael, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. Michael.
Hello?
Hello?
Steve?
Yes?
I have Princess.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been talking back and forth on some emails and stuff like that about her anxiety and her temperament.
Yes.
She is still aggressive. She was on Prozac. We took her off the Prozac. You know all that, I think, in the emails. What I need from you, Steve, if you can help us, please, is our veterinarian doesn't know where to refer us to.
A veterinary behaviorist. So what city do you live in?
I live in Bellwood.
All right. Go to
Illinois.
All right. I understand. Go to DACVB, Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behavior. DACVB. Again, initials for Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behavior. They have one of those search locators. You could just type in your zip code. And I strongly recommend, and this is what they do, and they're amazing. They really are. A veterinary behaviorist who truly can and will help you.